Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, guys. My name's Chris. Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
How's your world?
What's going on?
Well, we were going to ask you that. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, except for the fact that I'm calling to ask about a girl that I've been trying to get back in touch with, and she won't respond to any of my messages.
Well, second date, I think, Woody, right?
Tell us all about her, Chris.
Sure. So, you know, she's a masseuse to start with. That's pretty cool. I met her when I was going in for a massage. She was a new person that I'd gotten a massage with. I usually don't talk during my massages because it's just a little bit weird, especially when, you know, you have barely any clothes on.
Right. I know what you mean.
Right? Like, you don't want to talk to strangers. But this girl was really cool. We started chatting. We had a lot of similar interests. I ended up asking her out to dinner.
Aww.
And we actually went to the Outback in Troy. And I mean, I thought we had a great time. And I've been trying to make plans for a second date, and I can't get in touch with her. And I'm hoping you guys can help me out with that.
I don't see anything wrong with this date so far, Woody.
I mean, other than the fact that he can't get a hold of her, right?
Who is she?
Her name's Renee.
Renee the masseuse.
Give us about 10 minutes, and we'll give Renee a call, okay?
Sounds good.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
So, Chris, did he tell us where he's from? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Piqua.
Oh, and Renee's from?
She's from Troy.
Oh, see.
Right next
door.
They're
automatic rivals.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I kind of get that. So, you guys went to Outback, and then did you have dinner? I mean, how did it end? You haven't been able to get hold of her or what?
We had dinner, chatted for a bit, and I thought we had a decent time. I've been trying to text her ever since, you know, because she's one of those people that always checks her phone. So I'm a little confused why I haven't got the message back.
Okay, let's find out.
Yep, be real quiet for us, okay, Chris? We'll give her a call.
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Renee?
Yeah, speaking.
I heard that you have some openings available for massages.
Yeah.
Can you work in like a 11:30?
What day?
Today.
Oh, that is so mean.
Today? What day?
We do want to help plug your business, Renee, but this is Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the radio station.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
She does not seem pleased to
hear
from us.
She does not and does not listen. Okay.
Well, what we do is a thing called Second Date Update, Renee, where two people go out on the first date, and one person can't seem to get a hold of the other person, so they give us a call to try to see what happened and why they aren't having that second date.
Okay.
So apparently you went out on a date with Chris.
Yes.
Okay, the way this works is he's contacted us because he can't get hold of you. So we're kind of what, Woody, the intermediaries?
Yeah.
The liaison trying to help him out?
Okay, well, I mean, that's great. I mean, it's kind of weird, honestly. He was so nice talking to me during his massage and like asking me out. But then when we sat down at the table, it was very Jacqueline Hyde. Like, it was like a light switch, and he was like a completely different person. So when we sat down, he was like, give me your phone. And
what?
I was like, you're cute. Like, no. Joking, because like, I like, who asks that? Like, you're not my parents or you're not my teacher when I was back in high school. So like, who are you asking for my phone? And he was like, no, like, seriously, give me your phone. I want to get to know you. I don't want any of us to be distracted. And then he was like, I don't want you to be distracted by the nonsense that's on your phone. And I'm like, excuse me, no, this is my phone. I don't know you. This is my phone. Like, stop asking. And we ordered. We were still kind of like going back and forth. And then when the food got there, I did put my phone down, but it did honestly make me feel very uncomfortable that this person was asking for my phone. So I put it on the table, like right next to me, but I wasn't on it. It was face down, so I wouldn't see the notifications or anything. But when the food got to our table, he like literally grabbed it like a child and then took it.
Wait a minute.
He snatched it up.
Okay, hold on, Renee. You said that he wanted your phone so you guys could have good conversation, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What about his phone?
He was like, oh, here, take my phone. I'm like, I don't want your phone.
And then he just grabbed yours as soon as you let go of it.
I mean, I kind of get the thought.
The idea's a good one.
But it's...
All he needed to do was say, hey, you're on your phone. Can you please put it away? Or can you put your phone, like, be respectful and a gentleman, not demand that I give you my phone and be on your male privilege. Like, I'm a man, you're a woman, you need to listen to me and obey me kind of stuff. And then when I put it down, you grab it. Like, he's lucky I didn't call security.
Well, you didn't have your phone.
Couldn't do that one.
You couldn't do that on your phone, girl. But I do get the idea. It's kind of a nice idea, but yeah. It would have been better to say, hey, let's both put our phones down, right? So what happened? Did you get it back? Did he keep it?
He kept it the whole time we were eating. I mean, at one point, I just said to him, give me my phone back.
I am proud of you.
Look, the phone's nonsense, and it's nonsense to be on it when you're supposed to be paying attention to somebody else.
Well, how about you, like, be a little bit nicer about it and not say, like, demanding stuff? And I felt very uncomfortable and made me very nervous, so I was texting people because I felt so unsafe with you.
It's kind of rude.
It made me feel uneasy to have her texting people on our date. She should be paying attention to me.
Maybe you're just not that interesting, Chris.
That's mean. That's harsh, Woody.
I was just going to say, how about you be a little bit more interesting?
Excuse me?
And maybe I wouldn't be on my phone. Like, who the f*** do you think you are taking someone's phone? You just don't do that, let alone hold on to it like a hostage for the whole dinner. Like, who raised you?
I was forced to take drastic measures when you wouldn't put your phone away. I don't see what the issue here is. You were being rude to me.
Again, what and who in their right mind would take someone else's phone? It is their property.
Well, I paid for Outback.
Okay, cool. Congratulations. That doesn't give you the right to take my phone and try and control me and control the situation and control the date. Great job for you.
Woody, are you getting a little, it puts the lotion on its skin vibe.
It does what it's told.
A little bit. Okay, so let's do this, Woody, because nobody, that only you understood that.
I guess so.
Okay.
What we can do here at this point of second date, offer up a second date. We'll send you out in the company limo, some movie passes, concert tickets, $150 gift card to dinner. But the only rule is you guys both have to say yes right now.
Yeah.
Can I say yes to you, Woody?
Aww.
That's very sweet, but I'm happily married. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, but it was a nice.
It was nice. That's what I said. It's very sweet.
You know? So if it's not Woody, you're not going, right?
Correct.
How about you, Chris?
I mean, I, of course, am willing to go. Maybe just neither one of us brings our phone.
No, that's not going to happen. So you can kill me and ditch my body. No, thank you.
All right, so we're not going back out again, right, guys?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm good on this situation.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.